Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Todd Tomasello with Safeguard Your Soul Radio. And Brother Travis Bryan III on the line from Texas. Hey, brother. Good morning.
Good morning, Todd. Good to be with you again.
Amen, brother. We got a really exciting program this morning that I believe is going to lead to many being set free. This particular message in particular is going to free a lot of people from some notions, I believe, Brother Travis, that we have that need to be transformed. Would you agree with that, brother?
Oh, that's a great way to put it, Todd. It's totally inverse to the way I think Christianity sees salvation.
Amen, brother. You wrote recently, and by the way, this message is titled Letting Go and Falling into God. Letting Go and Falling into God. You wrote about how salvation from self, also known as dying to self, happens when we let go of the shrub on the bank we're so desperately hanging on to and allow ourselves to be swept away by the torrents of the river of death. That is a profound statement. We let go of the many things to which we cling to in order to try to save ourselves and then fall into God. Now, that sounds paramount to where Jesus said, he that loses his life shall save it, right?
You know, a brother at a men's group last night, I was teaching the same lesson, and that's exactly what he said. You're exactly right, Todd. That's what this is. We must lose our life in order to gain it. And losing our life is a scary proposition. We want to hang on to self-preservation, mm-hmm. Todd.
That's exactly what I was going to ask you. Why is that such a scary thought? Probably
because our most basic human instinct, Todd, is against this message. Our most basic
we want to be in control,
instinct
right?
is self-preservation.
Yeah, and control, being in control, right?
Exactly, being in control.
Yeah. Now,
let me set up a important principle for this entire discussion, for this program, and that is when we say salvation, I'm talking about all three parts of salvation: justification, sanctification, and glorification. In other words, past, present, and future salvation. So we're not just using that term to include, as the church does, just one point of initial salvation. We're using that term to include the entire process of salvation from beginning to end, and primarily the middle part, which is the sanctification of the soul, the personality of the person, the mind, will, and emotions. This is where we have to be saved from self, because self dwells in the soul. When you get saved first, you get a new human spirit, Todd. That which is born of the spirit, big S, is little S spirit. That's what you get when you're born again. You get a new human spirit birthed by God. Then after you physically die, you ultimately get a new body. But we're focusing today on that middle phase of soul sanctification, which is your
Amen.
Mind, will, and emotions, and that's where the self is. That's where our self-centeredness resides, Todd, and that's what has to be taken down by this letting go and falling into God process, Todd.
Amen. Romans 12, 1 and 2, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is a good and acceptable and perfect will. will of God. Now, this next part you wrote about how we do not climb up into God. We do not climb up into God. Jesus says in John 10, 1 and 2, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door, the cross, into the sheepfold, climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door, the cross, that is the shepherd of the sheep. John 10, 1 and 2. To climb up into God is to try to gain his approval and acceptance by human effort and to keep rules. This is to live by law performances and not by grace. That is... go ahead.
You know, Todd, that's I'm sad to say, just most of Christianity is trying to climb up. They're initiating their relationship with God. They're trying to conjure up relationship with God from within. They're keeping 10 rules. Trying to do this and do that so God will accept them and bless them and sanctify them. And that is human effort to climb up to God. And of course, this fits right in with the American way. You know, the American way is climbing up, get an education, work hard, climb up in the world, and you can become dominant and control your circumstances. Well, this mentality runs totally against this, Todd. This Christianity is a path of descent, not ascent. And so we've got to get that through our mind that salvation is something that happens to you, that you faith through. It's not something you do. So when the devil beats you up, pushes you down, knocks you down, as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel 3, which I think is a perfect example of this, the enemy pushed them down, and they fell down bound into that fiery furnace, Todd. Now, there is a real picture of what this salvation is and this death to self, Todd, right there.
Amen. It's Daniel 3, saints, with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And this sounds like Romans 6, too, brother. It's the same way we get saved, right?
Exactly. Baptism.
Yeah, the baptism or the immersion into his death, the co-death with Christ, Romans 6, 3 and 4. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into his, baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Then it speaks about being planted together in the likeness of his death, and then we will also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Life only springs out of death, right? Can only come
exactly.
Out of death.
And the word baptism literally means overwhelmed with adversity, overwhelmed with calamity. And so this is how we are transformed, Todd. We walk out into the world and present ourselves to these situations that cause us to have to let go and fall into God. That's baptism. We fall down into death. And
amen.
And, you know, when you fall, Todd, there are several things that go through your mind. One, you don't know how long you're going to fall. You don't know what you're going to hit when you hit the bottom. You don't know where you're going to hit bottom. Can't see the bottom. And it's a helpless, hopeless situation. But that kind of extreme experience is necessary for us to let go of self-salvation. It's the only way it'll happen. And so life is full of these repeated baptisms or falls, and they can be little things, but they're our phobias, the demons that we have to battle every day. For instance, I made a reference here to me going to my doctor. That's one of my phobias, Todd. I'm scared to death to go to the doctor, I'll have to admit. And so there's a fall there. I have to let go and walk into that doctor's office and hear what he has to say to me. And I can't control that. I can't change it. And it's a moment of truth for the believer to have to go through these things, Todd.
But brother, we can, yes, amen. That's absolutely scary. I agree with you as a frail human being for all of us. And yet, Abraham comes to mind. He had to trust that God would raise up Isaac if he sacrificed him. And
exactly.
God wants us to have faith, doesn't he, brother, that if we lay our lives down, he is absolutely going to raise them up in all of his goodness and glory. Amen.
That's why faith alone is the key to salvation, Todd, because when you're standing at the edge of that fiery furnace, there's nothing else. What you've done yesterday for God, how many rules you've kept, how many people you've gotten saved, none of that's going to do you one bit of good. It's all your faith in what God can do to bring you through this storm, to bring you through this flood, to bring you through this fiery circumstance, Todd.
Amen. Letting go and letting God. Amen.
Amen, brother.
One. And this is what you're explaining here is played out perfectly in 2 Corinthians 4, where Paul is troubled on every side. All of these external things battering his life. And then he speaks about always bearing about it in the body, the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. Amen, brother. Now, you went on to write how we must fall into God.
Let me comment just on that.
Yes.
In verse 8, cast down, but not destroy. There it is, right there, cast down. The world is going to cast you down. What do you do with that? That's the key to salvation. Do you rebel against God? Do you get mad at God? Do you shake your fist at God? Or do you say, okay, I know this is happening to me for a reason. I'm going to let you take care of me in this. I trust you to bring me through this. And that at the bottom of that trough, and you and I have talked about that trough many times, there is the crucial point, Todd, of salvation or rejection, right there when this happens to someone.
Amen. You know, somebody listening, perhaps, has a situation in a workplace or something where there's a group of people and they're being ostracized as a believer. What would you say to that person? Because I know you've spoken in the past about how God, the resurrection, healing and wholeness and life of Christ even deals with our surroundings, right?
Oh, absolutely. And what I would say is don't resort to self-salvation. Don't use all these methodologies and self-help techniques to deal with these people that are ostracizing you. Don't go complain. Don't attack. Don't retaliate. Don't go into a shell. Don't go into self-pity. Just love people and turn this over to God and walk through it by faith, Todd.
Amen. I can tell you, in this crosswalk that I've seen where when people attack, and I've just let it go and love them and continue to preach the gospel and do what God called, God always takes care of it. Always.
He does.
And
it'll be in some sometimes absurd way and not on the timing maybe or in the way in which we think it ought to be, but it's the most effective, the only effective way to live, Todd, is to die and let God live through you.
Amen, brother. Amen, brother. We must fall into God. This is true salvation. Then you said salvation is something that happens to you. It is not something that you do. God removes his protective hedge around us and allows the enemy to attack. Things happen to us. We get pushed, knocked, shoved, jerked, tempted to fail, cast down, and we thus fall into God. God allows this for a good and redemptive purpose. The old self must fall or be swept away. Otherwise, we will always figure out a way to save ourselves. Amen. That's a good one right there, brother.
And Todd, in the last paragraph of this handout, I talk about that ship in the storm in Acts 27, in which, you know, the key to surviving that storm was so counterintuitive to anything that man would come up with, and it's a symbolic story there of our falling into God, that they cut the anchors and left them in the sea. Now, that's a picture of us letting go of everything we anchor our lives in to try to save ourselves. And it's different for everybody, you know, what we hang on to. Attachment,
amen.
I like to call it.
Yeah.
We attach ourselves to things, and they become our idols in order to save ourselves. And then they severed the rudder bands. This means they gave up complete control over the steering of that vessel in the storm. So cut the anchors, cut the rudder bands. They let the lifeboat go into the sea and gave it up. And just turned themselves over to this storm, Todd. And that's what we're talking about here. A great picture of what it means to let go and let God, or fall into God.
Amen, brother. How does the word abandonment fit here?
Well, I think abandonment is to let go of our attachments, the things we cling to save ourselves. Our cell phone or our entertainment our intellectuality, our education, our networking, our clout, our presence in the community. You know, there's so many things that people look to, bank account. I mean, it's just on and on what people will come up with to insure themselves against any kind of fall. And what they're insuring against is the very thing that would save them, Todd.
Amen.
This death.
Yeah.
Dying to self-salvation. Todd, we have to be saved from saving ourselves. Think about that now.
Yeah.
We've got to be saved from saving ourselves. So that salvation occurs when you encounter a situation where you cannot in any way save yourself. That means all doors of escape have to be closed. The law does that. The law puts blistering requirements on people to the point where they finally will realize, I can't do it. That was Paul in Romans 7, oh, wretched man that I am. There's a man who's fallen right there and knows it. So this fall can occur in a lot of ways, Todd.
Amen, brother. It sounds like in this next paragraph and some of what you were just saying, many times we try to numb ourselves out, and you know, what comes to mind is we must go to the Lord. We must seek the face of the Lord, which is a biblical theme. Mm-hmm. The first commandment says, you shall have no other gods before me. And it seems that we're committing idolatry, the sin of idolatry, by looking to entertainment and other things that we depend on instead of the Lord Almighty, from which all good things come. Let's see, you said we self-save from boredom, anxiety, peril, fear, worry, shame, and guilt with lies, money, drugs, entertainment, sex, religiosity, passwords, past gates, gated communities, guile, threats, coercion, retaliation, lawsuits, insurance, safety values, backup plans,
valves.
Intellect. Yeah, oh yeah, safety valves.
Yeah.
Backup plans, intellect, education, gimmicks, gurus, health fanaticism, et cetera, et cetera. Man, that's a good list right there. And then you said, you get the picture. We must ultimately be saved from all these self-salvation methods. We must be saved from the tyranny, and I would add the futility of self. We must be saved from saving ourselves. Death and resurrection with Christ is what saves us. That's profound, brother. Absolutely profound.
This goes on and on, Todd. It runs so deep with us. It's in our subconscious. God has got to root all this self-salvation out of us. And the only way he can do it is by this technique of redemptive withdrawal that we've been discussing for weeks, that God removes his protective hedge, as he did with Job, lets Satan come in and knock you down. But he does it for a good and redemptive purpose, so that you would turn to him and turn away from all of your self-salvation methodologies, Todd.
Amen. I would think that getting before the Lord, if somebody is quickened by this message, to get before the Lord and raise our hands and confess our sin of idolatry, of looking somewhere else, anywhere else, including and most prevalently the God of self, and confess that as a sin and just release ourselves into the hand of God afresh, saints, and thank him for saving us solely by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. It's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ. Titus chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Praise the Lord, brother. And you spoke also of, as we mentioned earlier, the three Hebrew children in Daniel 3, how they were pushed into and fell down bound. That is such a picture. Fell down bound into the fiery furnace, and as a result, were then prospered, promoted, loosed, and freed from what had bound them. You know, those guys must have been pretty scared, Brother Travis. What do you think?
Oh, big time. You know they had to be. But at crunch time, they got down to this. You know, our God, we're going to trust our God will save us. But if not, we're still going to trust him. Now, that's the steely attitude of faith in these falls and in these fiery furnaces, Todd, right there.
Amen.
And that's where we're called to go, right there, into that kind of faith that will look death in the eye and just say, I'm going to trust my God.
Amen. Well, it's the same thing with Abraham, brother. He had to trust that what he had promised concerning Isaac, that he was going to raise him up if he, in fact, was sacrificed.
Mm-hmm.
And then in this Daniel 3 account, he wrote, through faith, the three Hebrew children fell down. They fell, key word, fell down into the victory. They fell down into victory. We also must sink down into death with Christ before God can turn it into victory, the victory of resurrection. Daniel 3. We can only conquer self by falling down into death with Christ. And that's what Christ himself did. Through death, he conquered Satan, who previously had the power of death. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14.
And
then you wrote,
and notice when the his disciples, you know, they wanted to sit with him on the right hand of the Father and so forth, and his reply was, can you be baptized with the baptism that I must undergo? Can you drink the cup? Because, see, this ascending to the high place can only happen through the fall, Todd, through the death. Can you undergo the same baptism that I must undergo? That's Mark, I believe, chapter 10. But
yeah.
What he's saying there is you must fall into death just like I will. You must let go and let God.
Amen.
And that's the test, the ultimate test for salvation right there, Todd. Can you faith? Are you willing to faith through that? God gives us the faith we need to go through these things. And we respond with our faith. So faith is
yeah.
even a gift. We don't even conjure that up from within us.
Amen, brother. Amen. It's
the
a good
faith
way
to... of Jesus Christ. I love that phrase. Galatians 2:16. The faith of Jesus Christ. Not
Amen.
Our
we'll
faith.
Just...
His faith.
Yeah. Amen, brother. What would you see to, say to that person that is listening and says, wow, I want to go deeper into Christ. I want to exercise this, if you will. I want to apply this into my life. You know, what about the prayer of John the Baptist? Do you think that would be a good start? Lord, you must increase, but I must decrease.
Absolutely.
What would you say to
that is
person?
The starting place right there. To be willing, Todd. This, our part of this is to consent and to be willing to go through this. And so an expression in prayer of our willingness is the starting place. You're right.
Amen. You know, that's the whole problem, brother. We're full of self, right? And that prayer is such
mm-hmm.
a gift from God that we can apply and appropriate in our individual lives when we say, Lord, I want to be consumed with you. I want to be full of Christ. I want to be full of the Spirit of God. And, Lord, you must increase, and please, and I thank you for increasing, but I must decrease.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Now, before we
and
close
Todd,
here, go ahead.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
No, you're good. You're good.
We have to rearrange. Our mind has to be turned upside down to these truths that we do not climb up to God. See, that's where most everybody is these days, that we climb up, we conjure up, we gain our way through effort. And that's that mindset has got to be upset and interrupted, Todd, by these
Amen.
Falls in life.
Amen. I want to encourage the saints that are listening to get saturated in this message. I believe it's very addicting in a great way. And if you go to the category on the website, safeguardyoursoul.com, and there's a drop-down menu, and go to the T, Travis Bryan III. And I want to encourage you, you may choose to do one of these a day for the next few days, or even beyond that. There's, I think there's probably 80 or 90 of them, and they're most all of them, or definitely all of them, are about this message from different biblical texts and stuff. Just absolutely fascinating. It's a treasury of cross messages that is sure to saturate your mind and heart with this biblical truth and to transform your life forever. Amen. Praise God. And Romans 6 and all of these other verses, want to encourage and point you to them. And Brother Travis, it's been a really, really good message. We got about 30 seconds here for a little bit of a close there. Would you like to close in a little word and maybe a bit of prayer, brother?
I'll close with David, what he said in 2 Samuel 24:14. He said, I am in a great strait. Let us fall now into the hand of God, for his mercies are great. Todd.
Amen. Father, we ask you to seal this word to make it real to us individually and bless us to glorify you. by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, Brother Travis.
Amen,
Thank
brother.
You.
God bless you, brother.
Thank you. Bye-bye.